Last fall, Salt Lake City passed an anti-idling ordinance in an effort to clean up the city's air. It bans idling in a vehicle for more than 2 minutes under most circumstances.
We feel that we really did a good job reaching out to all different interested parties and came up with something that made sense for the city.
That's Salt Lake City Council Vice Chair Charlie Luke. He says the council's job is to pass regulations significant to the city.
Clean air is an important issue. From my perspective, I don't see this as being monetarily driven. I think it's more education-based. It's a way to get people talking about the importance of turning your car off.
Republican Representative Wayne Harper says he knows clean air is important, but doesn't like the way Salt Lake City crafted its ordinance.
Is it really enforceable? Can a person who comes from outside of Salt Lake City, from rural Utah, who's never seen that, how can they comply with an ordinance that has 17 exceptions into it?
Harper was quick to add he feels Utah's capital city is overstepping its bounds.
The city is trampling an individual's right who owns private property, either in land or in a car.
Harper's bill also took one more jab at a new Salt Lake City regulation that requires taxi and limousine companies to replace vehicles with more than 350,000 miles on them or are more than 7 years old. HB 104 would wipe out that ordinance, which the city also passed to help reduce pollution. After an hour and a half of debate, the House Business and Labor Committee voted to put that bill on hold. But Harper says he will be bringing it back in the coming weeks.
It will come back after we have a discussion with the city and League of Cities and Towns and see if there's areas of agreement.
In Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.